what's up? Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Life in a Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. On this show, we talk about every and anything that has to do with having a great life and a great business to support that life. So, dude, check this out. I just got back. I did some speaking out in the Midwest, and I got to speak to a high school, which actually, this is the first time it's ever happened. I can't believe they let me in there. Like, I hope I didn't scar kids for life.
Knowing you, they probably, I wonder if the kids went back to school the next day.
Yeah, they all just dropped out. They're like, I don't need this school stuff. I'm going to be getting a hate email. So check it out. It was interesting, by the way. So I spoke with a group of over 100 high school students that were in this kind of business program. And it was, first of all, I got to tell you, man, it was hilarious because I'm, you know, as I'm looking out over the crowd, I've never seen such a diverse response. Like, so some kids are totally leaning in and excited. Mm-hmm. Other kids, like, literally are their heads back. They're like drooling, falling asleep. Other kids are like whispering and chuckling. Dude, some kids are just drawing. Like, it was super funny.
Some of them are wondering, who's this old guy and what the hell?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah. Who's this old, you know, geezer? Like, what does he have to tell us about business? So, anyways, man. But like, so I talked with them, and as I was going in there, I was really thinking, like, hey, what can I share that's relevant for kids, for our youth, for young adults? Right, these are kids that are up to 18 years old, ish. And here's the thing, like, and you know, we have so many people within the Life in Our community, like, hey, you guys need an event for kids. Hey, you need an event for the youth. You know, mm-hmm. can we save our kids from making the mistakes that we've made? And what I'll tell you, man, is I felt like some were ready to hear it and some were not. And the ones who were ready to hear it, and I think this is one of the most important skills I believe you can learn, which is like to piggyback off of other people's experience. And so some of the, I keep saying kids, and that's probably like, I don't mean to say,
yeah,
kids.
You're going to get hate mail now, man.
Dude. Yeah.
You're getting hate
they're,
mail.
They're young. They're, you know, they're teenagers. Some of these
young adults.
Yeah. They recognize the value in learning, right. And seeing what from people who have been there before them. And that'll shortcut your learning like nothing else. Like that is the hack, by the way, to learn from other people's experiences. And then some kids just hadn't experienced the pain of this thing called adulting yet. And what I did is I tried to explain to them. I started off with saying, like, you know, there's this thing that happens when you start this thing called adulting, and your day starts being filled with obligations and responsibilities. And generate a paycheck, and you get bills, and you have like, and all of these things start to kind of fill your day and fill your mind. And if you're not careful, you can lose the joy and you can lose the flexibility, the freedom. Like, the what you have now is something I want you to really consider holding on to as you move forward. Mm-hmm. But I think, and by the way, this is, I certainly did. Like, I did for sure. I wasn't made aware of any of this stuff. No one shared this stuff with me when I was a younger individual. And I was hoping that this really sank in, and I think it did for some. And what I shared with them is the value of creating your own vision and not listening. And this is definitely to get me hate email. Hey, not just doing what your parents tell you to do and being, you know, you're not following the path that's been laid out for you, but to choose it for yourself. And, you know, I said, listen, your teachers, your parents, the schools, they all want what's best for you, but you need to figure out for yourself what that looks like. And you need to figure out for yourself what the path is for you. Now, and I, by the way, dude, what I'm saying is true, but it's also not something that's received very openly when, you know, I deliberately did not look at the teachers as I'm saying this stuff because I'm sure they were steaming, but
you
like,
were like
I
this.
Dude, I followed the path that was laid out for me.
Oh yeah.
You know
so
what
did
mean?
I.
And yeah. Like, right. You don't realize you can have this other path because you're not really taught it. And you feel like there's something wrong with you. I remember asking, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why do I want to do, I don't, something feels wrong with this to me. And mm-hmm. like, but yet everybody else is on that path. And so that was one of the huge things that I just started the conversation with.
Well, the thing is, dude, I think, you know, when, what's the phrase that is when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, you might have planted some seeds in there for some of them, if not all of, you know, most of them. And it's about planting those seeds because, yeah, we are not aware of that there is another path. And the thing is, you're butting up against the belief system that's been around for so long and it's been ingrained in so long and it's being passed on from one generation to another. And it's a very difficult thing to do. I mean, think about it. When we have our events, you know, the Gear Life Giveaway, the first day when we talk about the life on their way, we have a lot of people challenging us. And they're adults, you know what I mean? And they're there because they want to have a different path. And there still there was a challenge that happened. So I'm curious, man, from this conversation, you speaking to our youths. Okay, I'm gonna say Utes. This was, I think, came out of the movie back in the 90s.
Utes, what's a
Yeah.
Ute?
You ever see that movie, My Cousin Vinny? Yeah,
Yeah.
so I think the judge was saying Utes. You're saying Utes? Anyway, so squirrel. But here's the thing. So you went and talked to the young adults. Have you learned any kind of lessons for yourself, any takeaways from that conversation that, you know, has you know, maybe look at things a little bit differently or, you know, I don't know. Speaking to them.
Yeah, man. I definitely would have done things differently. So,
Put a lot more slang into like start having a lot more
yeah, I
slang
would have
in the
been like, "Yo, this is
conversation.
fire!" Like, no, I wouldn't have done that.
You
So, the one thing
can get a lot of hate mail, man.
I told Chris, the guy that hooked it up. I'm like, dude, like, you don't have to forward any of these emails. You can like, because you're gonna get them. The one thing I wish I talked more about was debt. You know, I did not talk about debt and I should have. So I talked about vision. I talked about aligning your day about around your vision. I talked about ambition. You know, I told the parable of the Mexican fishermen in terms of like the things they want maybe closer to them than they believe. And they don't have to jump through these hoops only to have the life they want when they're, you know, 60 years old. And I showed them a calendar of the average worker who works, you know, all day, all week, doing things they're not passionate about. And I tried to impress upon them, like, this is not the path you want to follow for the next 60 years. But I did wish I spoke about debt because, like, this is one of the things that keeps people doing things they don't want to do because they get behind. And, you know, at the Get a Life Getaway, we talk about this in depth of like how to really kind of avoid this and how to sidestep like the trap that most people get into. And I should have talked about that as well. So I feel like I did him a little bit of a disservice. But I'll tell you, I really, even though that not, you know, usually when I go speak to a group, like I'm not gonna say everybody's listening, but like they're there because they want to be there. And so they're paying much more attention. And it's an older crowd because and so they've already experienced what I'm talking about. So they know what I'm saying is true. In this crowd, even though it was only a percentage of them that I feel like they got it, I'm not sure. Only I think a percentage of them got it. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. And actually, one of the girls in the front row who's drawing the whole time. She came up to me after, and she didn't say anything, and she handed me this picture, and I have it with me. And it's a she
What?
drew a picture of me, and she wrote, "I really enjoyed your speech." Your talk or your speech. Thank you so much for coming. This made a big difference for me. I don't like to talk, so I drew you this picture. And I was like, man, like so it also made me realize like, man,
Wow.
maybe some more of these people heard than I thought they did. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
It wasn't a caricature, it was actual picture.
Was
Because I would love to see a caricature of you. That would be
there
cool.
wasn't a character because she tried to draw a picture of me and yeah, I
The
mean it's
big forehead, you know,
not
like
super
oversized.
flattering, but no, it was sweet, man. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and it really, I kept it. And like that's the thing. Like, that's what it's about, man. Like, and I thought of
Yeah.
this, if one of these kids' lives is different as a result of this, it was so worth it.
Yeah.
If I could change a life with an hour of my time, like, are you kidding me? Of course, I'll take that trade every day.
Yeah. And the thing is, for you listening, think about it this way. If you have some kind of an empowering story, and I think a lot of people shy away from telling the story. I imagine you probably said some kind of a story about your own walk because
Yeah.
you had some stories in there.
Oh yeah, I went to school for 15, I told them I went to school for 15 years.
Do they all laugh?
No, they looked very uncomfortable. Like they're like, "Oh my gosh, like this poor
Yeah.
guy." Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming business builder workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a 3-day event. It's essentially a 3-day MBA. We've actually had people say, "I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school." We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business. From a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event. Not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So, again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
No, but so... think about it this way. If you have a story that's impactful, share it because you have no idea who's going to get impacted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have sometimes people come from our events like years later and they say like, "Thanks for that. That event made the difference for me," right? "That changed my trajectory. That little seed that was planted in there made the difference," right? Or I passed this on to somebody else and I share that, you know, Mexican fisherman story or whatever it might be. So go out there and actually share the impactful stuff because there are so much, you know, there's other kind of conversations in the world that I think these types of conversations need to be heard a lot more, right? The other thing that just popped into my head as you're sharing is this, and I might get some hate kind of a thing too from this while I'm just about to share. So my youngest just graduated high school. So I was at his graduation. There was like 600 plus students there. And the way they did the whole thing when they're crossing
the
stage, right? Mm-hmm. The ceremony, they will tell, you know, the name and what, you know, what kind of a degree they're going after and things like that. And I will tell you this, I've heard cheers for people when they're talking about going for, let's say, you know, doctor or lawyer or some kind of a degree that looks like it's a big type of a degree. And not so much when somebody says he's going for business, like meaning he's going to, you know, he's not going to school. He's just, you know, going business or he's, you know, whatever it might be. And I think there is this underlying message of what it means to make it in this world kind of a thing, right? And I think the people like, you know, Elon Musk's and, you know, Jeff Bezos and all these people who went and created these businesses, people see them a lot and it seems to them like it's way out of reach to be able to have this kind of a thing. But they don't see a lot of the success stories from, you know, mid to like, you know, semi-successful businesses. And I think that needs to be talked a lot about in this world so people can see, you know what, I can have my own thing. I don't have to go that route. I don't have to have that, you know. I don't have to, you know, buy houses with putting my own money into it and all kinds of different things like that.
Well, dude, yeah, totally. And I think we just get so seduced, I think, by the accolades, the titles, the money, mm-hmm. the rewards, the pats on the back, the, "Oh, my son went to Harvard." My son, you know what I mean? Like my daughter graduated from Princeton. Like, and that stuff can feel great. I get it. But it will leave you feeling empty, like you're not living the life. You're not living the life you were supposed to, and it's not all you think it is. It's not all it's cracked up to be. And this is where, like, I really have a heart for helping youth kind of like recognize that for themselves, and like and really kind of stepping aside from that pressure of society. Because like, listen, man, I remember my high school, like, and I'm not gonna say there was some like overt pressure, but certainly if there was a time in my life where I felt like, you don't know where you fit in, you don't know your status, you don't know, like, it was very confusing for me. And like kind of like that social pressure really starts. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it started before that, but high school, these kids are under so much pressure to know what they want their life to look like, what degree you're going to get, what school are you going to go to, who's your, it's just such, there's so much stress. And I just want the kids to just relax and realize like, hey, it's going to work out. Just take the time to figure out what you want, let go of those expectations and what you have to do, what you don't have to do, like, and just like take a breath.
Yeah, like go after what you truly want, kind of a thing, as opposed to what the world is telling you, right?
Totally.
Think about it this way. Like, I just had a conversation with my younger, one of my kids is, like what they're dealing with right now too is the whole AI thing. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and there's like, in 3 to 5 years, your job is not going to be here, kind of a thing. And now they're going into looking for the perspective, what do I want to do for myself in, life, right? And if they're telling me that majority, 80% or whatever the statistics are, I don't know exactly what the statistics are, but they're telling me that most of those jobs are going to be gone. I'm like, okay, what do I do? How I, you know? So, and I will tell you this from, the parents and from the perspective of a parent or perspective of teachers or whoever it might be, I think we need to kind of look more as far as the support system to what they're actually dealing with. Because, I remember a lot of conversations from when I talked to the adults, like in their 40s and 50s and 60s, say, when I was young, I didn't have all the privileges that the kids have right now. Yes, that's true. But at the same time, you didn't have to deal with some of those things that they're dealing with right now, right? The pressures, the, look what's happened over the past, 4 or 5 years. I mean, I don't go into this whole conversation, but there's been a lot of things that they've been put on, the stress of what they need to be, how they need to be, who they need to be, and all those kinds of things. And now there is an AI in there. So be that support system to help them navigate it, as opposed to, kind of like, you got it easy, kid, because I don't think they do,
No, definitely. I agree with you, ma'am. Well, listen, ho hope you guys got something out of this. More than anything, it's really about like just recognizing the opportunity to kind of pour into our youth, recognizing the choices that are ahead of them, recognizing the mistakes we've made, and helping them not make the same ones, and really just kind of like letting their world be their world, and helping them and supporting them regardless of whatever they choose to do. And you know what, man? Like, who knows? Like someday, years later, we may hear from some of these kids that are like, "Hey, this made a difference for us. Like you were there for us, and you asked us these questions, and you got our wheels turning." And those are the kinds of things that I think are the, I mean, there's no replacing that.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I would say, is think about it this way. You, wherever you are, as an adult, like I went to school for architecture. I no longer do this. And there's a lot of times the careers have changed. So if you were 17, 18 years old, and by the way, you as a kid, if you're listening, not kid, young adult, if you're listening to this, putting pressure like I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, I think the times have changed a little bit. So you're not going to necessarily be the, whatever you pick, you're going to do it for the next 40, 50 years. I think the landscape has shifted to a perspective that there will be a lot more, ability to be able to, go from one career to another, or whatever it might be. So don't put so much pressure on yourself to say, okay, I got to pick this thing and I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, Because I certainly, when I was 18 years old, I didn't pick the career that I'm doing right now. It was nowhere near. So,
Dude, you're talking to me like
right.
never in a million years thought I'd be doing this.
Exactly. So,
Well, awesome. Hope you guys get something out of it. Just go love on some kids somewhere, and encourage them to path create their own path, and pave their own path through whatever challenges they have coming up, and I think you'll be glad you did. All right,
yeah.
we will see you next week, everyone. Take care.